Mr. Feather Duster. Mr. Feather Duster!
Oh, what is it, Strudel? Finally, Penny goes out for a dog walk with Pip, and I can snore loudly without being heard, and you go and wake me up. Rude.
We can still hear you, Mr. Feather Duster.
You know what I think, Strudel? I think you've got a chip on your shoulder because you're an apple strudel candle burning in spring. It's the wrong season. You'd do better to have a more floral scent, or fresh cotton sheets. Perhaps a sea breeze sort of smell.
Oh, do leave it alone, Mr. Feather Duster. An apple strudel scent smells delicious any time of year, in my opinion, not just at Halloween.
Thank you, Valerie. Vases have good taste.
And no chips on our shoulder. A chipped vase will not do at all.
The reason I was waking you up, Mr. Feather Duster, is because I had an idea. While Penny and Pip are out, we should give the house a spring clean. It's Easter Sunday tomorrow, and Penny will be so pleased when she comes home to a nice clean house.
I'll get myself some fresh blooms. Mr. Feather Duster can give the lounge a once over.
Oh, well, if you insist.
And I'll make sure you have a nice bright candle flame, Strudel.
And I'll ask Harold to do the carpets.
Did someone say handheld Hoover?
Harold!
Let's get to work.
Pip, look! Everything is ever so clean. No more dust, a lovely fresh bunch of flowers in my vase, the smell of apple strudel in the air. It must have been the spring cleaning fairy.